This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program presents Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, broadcasting live at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. So those of you who want to get a hold of the podcasts, if you listen to 1 hour of the program, you want to listen to more, help yourself to any of those sites. There's a Good Day app available on iTunes that we're working on making a 24-hour channel. Is that right, Richie?
We are.
Working along TuneIn Radio. Stitcher is another great place.
You can run, but you cannot hide from the Good Day show.
We're all over the place. Yes. Okay. So, Tech Talk, the national law on self-driving cars people are suggesting probably not around the corner. Those, they call them self-driving or autonomous cars, whichever you want to use, same thing. If you listen to the conversation, there was a big to-do in the news media this past week about Uber introducing self-driving cars in Pittsburgh and what that means and what they've done, and are you going to be able to have a self-driving car and what does that involve? Well, if you have a Tesla today, there are many people who allow it to sort of drive itself. I've ridden in one. A friend of mine has one. And we were driving down the street. I was amazed when it got close to a car, slowed up, put the brakes on, stopped. Driver didn't do anything. Turning left, turning right, being aware of what's around the car is something that blew my mind, Frank. And this is not a self-driving car. It's sort of it's set up to be like an autopilot on a plane. You fly the plane or you put it on autopilot. Same with the driver here. You drive it or you put it on autopilot. So is this something that the government, you can be sure the government's going to be all over this at some point in time.
Yeah.
You know, people say, well, this is going to be good because I'll take a nap on the way to work, but I'll have my own car. I'll finish the essay before I get to school. And in that circumstance, in order to have some sort of authority or control on this, people think it needs to have government approval or government control or sanction or whatever it is. But if you look around, especially during an election year, this is not something that's going to come to the front seat of consideration. But you'll see Google continuing to test these self-driving cars. You'll see Apple, although they get kicked back a little bit. Uber is going to launch driverless cars in more cities. In Chicago, city council considering a preemptive ordinance that would completely ban self-driving cars. Period. End of story. And that may be what happens now. But in the future,
can you imagine self-driving cars in Manhattan or in Chicago? I mean,
Here's a dilemma.
What's the dilemma, Rich?
There's a moral dilemma here with self-driving
cars. Did I introduce
cars?
Everybody? Rich McFadden.
Yes.
And I did Victoria Keelan. I'm sorry if I didn't. Go ahead, Richie. You were saying?
There's a moral dilemma with self-driving cars. You basically have a computer deciding what a 4,000-pound machine will do in a life-and-death situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you are coming up to a green light and getting ready to go through an intersection at 40 miles an hour. And somebody steps into the intersection, and you have to slam on your brakes. And to swerve means your death and hit the bridge abutment. Mm-hmm. To go straight means the death of the person in the crossway.
Yep.
What do they program the computer to do? Do they program the computer to kill you?
Because this has to be built into the program.
It has to be built into the program. Mm-hmm. So they can they can program a car to be able to identify lanes, other cars around me, red lights, green lights, as much as they want. But until they tackle this moral dilemma issue, I want 100% control of that car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it would be great that if I have an assist, like a driver assist mode, mm-hmm. where I don't see somebody stopping in front of me and it puts on the brakes for me, I'm all for that.
Yeah, that's a cool feature for sure.
But I want, my brain can make that decision in a split second. I don't want some MIT graduate that worked at Ford or wherever deciding who's going to die in a certain situation. Because if I have my kids in the car, I'm sorry, Mr. Crosswalk, you shouldn't be there.
Right. And the other thing that's interesting that no
or
one has
deer.
Really... Right. The other aspect of this is how is this going to change the car insurance landscape?
Because
if you think about it,
right.
like Richie was saying, if you take away your human ability to make those decisions, well, if you hit someone, or if it's, let's say, if it's not,
who
even if
sue?
It's just a fender bender,
mm-hmm.
whose fault is it? Well, the car was driving, I wasn't. And then, well, is there a different insurance rate for when the car is
wild.
In charge?
The opportunity, the crazy, this is wild stuff.
It's a spider web, and I don't see anyone figuring this out for a very long time.
Driver assist, I think, is fine, but totally autonomous? Yeah. Not going there.
All right, so sort of hand in hand with this, the Uber service for women only. This is something that started in Orange County here last week on the West Coast, but they're wanting to try it in Boston because of the driver that raped the young girl last summer. There have been similar circumstances like that here in other places in California, in Georgia, and Illinois, Texas, Washington, Florida. So is this going to be help? I don't know. This is sort of technology, in a sense. There's an app for women called See Jane Go, and that's the name of the company that is specializing in service for women only. It's an Uber-like service, or Lyft or whatever it is, but just for women. Get the app the same way you get the Uber and the Lyft app and come to pick you up. I don't know how it identifies. Let's say some guy decides to download the app and use it. Does it refuse when they come to pick him up? Is he not picked up?
Well, it actually will refer you automatically to a local, to your nearest Uber or Lyft car.
Mm-hmm.
So men can use this app as long as they are with a female passenger, and as long as the female is the one who initiates the ride.
Got
it's
it.
All female drivers and all female passengers. So men are allowed in the car, but it's women are controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
So women are drivers in the service.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, here's the dilemma with this story. Only 14% of Uber drivers in the United States are women. Where are they going to get all the drivers?
Well, I think the reason for that is because women, I think this type of service would make women
premium.
Instantly feel more secure.
Yeah.
And I think that
as
there's
a
security
driver.
As a driver.
Pay more
there's a security it. Issue, I think, that women have as not wanting to be an Uber driver because you can't control who you're picking up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other side of it is there's going to be a pay difference because it's a premium service. And I think that people, although they ought
that
not to have
well.
To pay more, why should people be safe, feel safe, why should they pay more? That's a question. It's an ethical, moral question that could come out of all of this. But the other side of it is it's something that is like anything else. It'll supply and demand. And if there aren't enough women and women want it, they'll pay more. That's basically the bottom line. That's the
Uber apparently
system.
Agrees that there's a problem with their having a lack of women drivers, and it said that it was going to create 1 million driver jobs for women by 2020.
Mm. Well, let's see what happens.
I don't know. I just don't know. You know, you could be picking up. I mean, I know if you're an Uber driver, you can set your own hours.
Yeah, some 250-pound drunk guy at 2 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Exactly. And if what if you're, you know, you obviously you're going to be concerned about your own safety. If I'm picking up Drunk Rich in the back, now Drunk Rich is a fun Drunk Rich. But if you know Evil Rich gets in the car and we don't know what's happening, that's a difficult situation for a woman to want to even volunteer to be in that situation. So I think, you know, just I'm thinking I would do this if I was in college and I needed to set some extra hours to pick up some extra money. I would definitely be a driver for See Jane Go. Absolutely. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Any one of you jumped into a cab and had a female driver?
I can't remember ever having a female
I've had, I'd say maybe one a year.
Really?
And I'm in cabs a lot.
12.7% of U.S. taxi drivers and chauffeurs are women.
Chauffeurs, okay, yeah.
Taxi I should
driver.
Say...
Chauffeurs, I've had women, but I have not ever had a woman taxi driver. Ever.
I've had about one a year of yellow cabs. Mm-hmm. So in suburbs, if I'm down at the Jersey Shore, I find a lot more women are in the suburbs. But in Manhattan, I've only had maybe one a year.
Yeah. Another launch of a satellite scrubbed. We'll talk about that, plus understanding how you can use your router better. That's coming up. Tech Talk time is 17 after the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwich sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFD for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep, options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon, Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
All right, 19 after the hour. The launch of the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket, which was supposed to carry a digital globe, a high-resolution commercial surveillance satellite, got scrubbed because of a hydrogen leak, which would cause an ice ball to develop on one of the umbilical cords, and that's a no-no anytime anything like that happens. And that happened because of the mechanic. I mean, it's not this time of year, especially in California, you're not going to have that sort of a problem. But if you remember when in 1986 the shuttle went down, it was because of ice forming on one of the O-rings that protected the umbilical cords. So anyway, they take no chance of that stuff now. So they'll reschedule. I thought that was sort of interesting, a hydrogen leak. 21 past the hour.
Oh, This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Paid Mill Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's running 3 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden at your service and on your side with information for you to think about. What I get a kick out of, I got on the plane on Saturday to come out to L.A. from Boston. First thing on the PA, the very first thing, if you are carrying a Samsung Galaxy 7 Note, make sure you do not turn it on. Make sure it's off. If we see them, we will confiscate them.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. So they don't want anything to
do. That's fantastic.
I just don't understand why people still have them. Yeah. They were recalled. Yeah. You're supposed to turn them in.
Take it back, dummy.
Yeah.
It's really, but I thought I was really taking back, you know, the usual announcements. And then...
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to see you with your Galaxy.
And you have a Galaxy, right? But you have
I do. Mine's a 4, I think.
Can you imagine if ISIS is telling people to go out and grab all these phones that they can?
Yeah, right.
Oh, geez.
Take them on planes and charge them up.
Yeah. Way to give them ideas, Rich.
Hey, while we're on the phone thing, Doug, Victoria and I have been talking all morning about a new, let me grab my iPhone here, a new iPhone feature with the iOS 10 update.
Yeah.
Called, was it bedtime?
Bedtime.
Yeah, bedtime. So if you open your clock on your iPhone now, if you've done your iOS 10.
This has nothing to do with a head phone device that we're
doing. This is an alarm. So they've always had an alarm where you can just, you know, set multiple alarms. Mine went off at 3:30 this morning.
Yep. Good
and whatever. And now they have a new feature called bedtime. And bedtime says, you know, how old are you? This is how many hours you should be sleeping. What time do you want to wake up? Okay, I want to wake up at 3:25. Great. You should go to bed at 8:25. And it sends you a little reminder, hey, it's bedtime.
Really?
And then along with it comes some options for...
Nobody's got to think about anything anymore.
No,
we'll become like robots.
Yep.
Nobody's going to use a brain, a muscle, nothing.
I'm dead asleep. I mean, my brain is in sleep mode. I don't want to use it. Mm-hmm. But the new alarm on this bedtime feature is kind of a slow, gradual alarm instead of that type thing. And Victoria and I were comparing the different music this morning. And I'm an early riser guy, so it starts out, you know.
Mm.
And slowly gets
this is how it wakes you up?
and louder. And after about 20 seconds, I hear it, and I go, it's a lot less jarring than that, alarm thing. So we've decided, I think we've both decided that we like it, and we've been using it. You can set it for how many ever days. So mine are Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday are off. I can say, okay, how often do I want my reminder to go off? And I can set the volume for the alarm.
And there's also some other interesting things that Apple's been trying to get more into the health aspect to compete with the Fitbit watches. So the Apple Watch will monitor your heart rate whenever you want it to, and they're trying to get into sleep patterns. So sleep analysis is also part of this bedtime feature.
Yeah.
But the downside to it, though, I keep my phone at the other end of the bedroom, so because I don't want it anywhere near the bed. So it's supposedly on how much your phone moves and throughout the night and where it is and the position and how often you turn it on to check like what time it is. It'll help and now analyze your sleep patterns. I just don't know how effective it's going to be for people like me who leave it on the other side of the room.
That's what I use my Garmin step tracker for. I could care less about how many steps I take during a day. I know about what I'm going to take, so I don't track it every day. But I am very interested to see that last night in the 6 hours sleep I got, 2.5 hours of those hours of those were deep sleep, which is good for me on a short night's sleep. So I wear that Garmin tracker just to track my sleep, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. By the way, the satellite, to go back to the satellite that didn't get launched, I just was nosing around. This thing is so specialized. This thing is so strong, it can detect a football in a football game from 24,000 miles up. Can you imagine?
Wow.
No, can you imagine? Coming up, teenagers sues parents for posting a party picture on Facebook 28 past the hour.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Georgia man recently discovered that his neighbors had astonishing control over his home. He just wanted to add a new round stoop to match the character of the old house. But because he lives in a historic district, his neighbors were able to stop him. He found out that they had no control, however, over paint colors. So he painted the house lime green with purple polka dots. Very soon, they all decided maybe the stoop wouldn't be so bad after all, and a compromise was reached. If they had all looked first through the lens of liberty, they might have realized that all governments, even homeowners associations, have more important things to worry about than the shape of our front stoops.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
It's 20 yards. That's 26 for the hour. 34 minutes after the hour. Tech Talk time from Good Day with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. Derek Stevens is, where did he go this week? He went to some. Is he at that? Is he at the NAB? Maybe at the NAB.
No, Greg Stevens in Europe.
Oh, Europe. Okay. No NABers over there. Okay, so the continuing story of the wake-up alarm, if you're just joining us, Rich and Victoria were talking about a new alarm that they have on their Apple device, but apparently this is a device, this is something that's on Samsung as well. The wake-up alarm is fade up so that it wakes you gently.
And it tracks your sleep. It's more than just an on-off alarm. It's got a lot of other sleep features. Mm-hmm. So Victoria and I were digging a little deeper into it, and she found some other interesting things that the new health app on your iPhone can do for you.
Yeah, the health data is now tracking mindfulness. It's tracking your sleep, which we got into a little bit there with the bedtime
app.
How
does it track mindfulness? What does that mean?
It's how many mindful minutes you're spending a day.
What does that mean, though? Mindfulness to me means that you're conscious, you're thinking about, like, the social interaction that you have with people or the ramifications of actions that you take.
Well, what it does, which is really interesting, it's if you meditate and if you use a guided meditation app, and I think, Doug, you and I both are fans of Deepak Chopra's guided meditation.
Yeah, we have used a lot of these programs. I have CDs, and Meredith has the stuff that gets used. You can find it on the iPhone or anything.
Right, so instead of CDs, it's built into your phone. You have to have it right there.
Yeah. So I use his guided meditation app, and so what this new function on the iPhone does, it knows how often I'm going to that app, and so it'll log it in for me how many minutes I spent meditating. Mm. And so then that overall will help you calculate your mindful minutes for the day. And if you want to set a goal for yourself, I'd like to have 30 mindful minutes a day, then this app can actually help you do that.
Wow. So there's all kinds of ways.
Wow, look at this. They have a bathroom tracker.
Rich. Of course,
nothing the imagination can't create.
And then it goes into your calendar and you track your bathroom. That's fair.
You take a picture of it?
Right. And it tracks and it analyzes your stools. And then after a month, it tells you what your stomach health is like.
That's right. So we need mindless. We are going to become a mindless. We're just going to become like vegetables. We are. All of us, none of us have to think anymore.
Do you think when they invented the hammer, somebody said, oh, good, I can't pound it with my forehead anymore. We're all going to come like vegetables.
They're
tools, Doug.
Sorry.
Tools.
Tools to make your mind mush. That's all it is. Although I will tell you,
we can learn
by making mistakes and trying again. See, I think that's what the strategy here is to, with me anyway, I learn slowly. And I learn on devices as I want to use them, as I feel the need to learn, so that I can, more than anything else, sort of use them in conjunction with the radio program. Because in my life, I don't need any of this. In my other life, I don't need any of this stuff. Does it help me to be able to communicate with people with email, for example, for the farm? And in my personal life, of course, it makes life much different, much more instantaneous, and much better, I suppose, in many ways. But the other side of it is that reading books and magazines and searching for things on my own, I think, is much more stimulating. And that's why I went in to the bookstore. I haven't been in this before. I don't ever go to bookstores in Massachusetts, but there's a Barnes & Noble on the promenade that I go into maybe a couple, three times a year just to look around if I'm buying gifts for somebody or if I'm looking for something specifically. And I found out about a book yesterday that I wanted to buy, and I went in, and they had one copy left. I was going to buy a few and give them to my friends, but it's just, you can go online and get the stuff from Amazon, and I even debated whether I wanted to take the time, but I had an hour or so, and I hadn't been on the promenade for a few months, and I love the promenade. That's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I want to stay in Santa Monica.
That's where you give the homeless people $6 cups of coffee, right?
Yeah, you can do that if you'd like to, yep. One of the many things you can do on the promenade, but there's just something so iconoclastic about it. It's so unique, or I feel it's so unique. It's one of those things that I don't want to miss. So anyway, as I wandered around looking at people doing things and understanding how everybody, and I mean everybody, is so, if I bumped into one person, I bumped into 10. Just walking across the street, they just don't look. They don't care.
Yeah,
and so I walk straight and I don't veer out of the way. You walk into me, that's, you know, too bad. I don't even say I'm sorry. And I would normally do that, to be polite. But when they're so engrossed, so selfishly engrossed in what's going on that they don't care about people around them, front of them, to the side of them, and they just keep walking, and I'm walking, and they walk right into me, that's, you know, I don't care. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, and I'm not going to go. I just find that to be offensive, frankly. And I'm normally pretty polite when it comes to stuff like that. But I lost my understanding because it's so selfish. It's all about them. And our lives are enough, and they ought to be about us, to be sure. In order to be happy, you have to be happy in yourself. But to be that distracted or away from what people are doing that are around you, like you're the only person in the world, that's tough for me to swallow. I think it's not, I just think it's unreasonable. I just got a note from a listener who says Apple ought to be paying us for all of the promotion that we're doing, and maybe that's
a great idea.
Yeah, okay. Send us a check. Yeah. We'll give you the address.
Happy to work that out.
All right, so Richie, you have a new understanding of how to use your router. Is this something for anybody who's got a router? We all have routers in order to make our computers work. So
I have Fios service for my internet provider at home.
So do I. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter wherever you have Cox or whoever it is.
Yeah,
your provider. There's a website that you can go to, and you can see all of the devices that are accessing the Wi-Fi in your house. And this is obviously behind the firewall and password protected, so it's safe. And as a matter of fact, I can log into it from home, but I cannot log into it out of my house. I have to be in the network to be able to access it, so it's safe. But what I've done is, instead of me having to go, hey guys, time to log off, time to do this, time to do that, and just having to deal with that every day, I went through and I have like 30 devices in the house that are connected to our Wi-Fi, between TVs, computers, iPads, phones, devices, whatever it is. And I took the time to label all of them. So now I know which device is on and which device is off. And you can create rules for any of the devices. So I created two separate rules over the weekend, and one of them is for the game system downstairs, the PS4, the PlayStation 4, and the Wii that we have. And I say, okay, let me see, when the kids get home from school, it's about 3 o'clock, I want them to focus on their homework, so I will let the PlayStation get access to Wi-Fi at 5 o'clock, and I will have it cut off at 7:30. And with the iPads, all right, they may use their iPads for homework. So I will have them be able to come on at 3 o'clock, but you know what? At 7:30 or 8 o'clock, no more Wi-Fi time. Cut it off. Boom. Mm-hmm. And now the kids just know at 7:30, it just shuts off. So at 7:20, Sean finishes up whatever he's doing, shuts down, boom, and it's gone. And it makes life a whole, Dad, can't I just have 5 minutes?
Dad.
Nope. Dude, it just shuts off. I can't control it, And so you might need to call your provider and get a little help in setting this up. But dude, trust me, it's a nice tool to have in your chest.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. All right, here's the story of an 18-year-old who's not happy with her parents. The parents posted a picture of her potty training on Facebook. So she has taken the legal route to sue her parents. Because she doesn't like the fact that they posted. We were talking about this yesterday because I asked Megan how long it would be before Miles gets ready for potty training. Because, about this time, from now until when they're three seems normal. And if you're going to put a child in preschool, I think most of the preschools say you can't bring a child to preschool. Rich, did you have that experience with Juliana? You had to be potty trained before
potty training,
to school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. These parents, for whatever the reason, and it was probably, I would think, a benign reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't think this would be something malicious.
Right.
But it's something you have to be aware of. I mean, remember, once you post something on the internet, it's there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And so if you're posting pictures of kids that are cute when they're 2 and 3 years old, but embarrassing when they're 20, you likely cannot get rid of that picture. So you have to think about it. When you have kids, think, and this is what I say with everything. When I type out a Facebook or Instagram or Twitter post, I read it 5 times before I hit send. Oh, yeah.
Good.
And before I post any picture, I go, okay, let me see. And I think about it 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 10 seconds before I hit okay. And I edit it because I don't want anything in there that 10 years from now I'm going to go, oh, man.
Well, that's the case here. The pictures is from this young lady's baby days, difficult situations, potty training. She says in the court suit, they know no shame, no limit. Didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my cot. Every stage was photographed, and then it's been made public. She's begged them to stop, but they keep going. She says, why my parents have the posting fetish.
That's embarrassing.
Well, they're trying to convince her to do something. It's almost like a threat, apparently, they're holding over her head. Which is not... I wouldn't have taken that. I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if, you know, you want to do a Throwback Thursday and post a picture of, you know, little Janie in the on the potty, but, I mean, come on. Like, that's crazy. And once your daughter says, hey, Mom, can you please take that down, that's kind of where it should end.
Legal experts have warned parents not to post potty pictures willy-nilly. The children might sue them one day and win. A study conducted by the University of Washington, University of Michigan, find that children between the ages of 10 and 17 really concerned about what their parents might choose to post. Parents don't seem to be concerned at all. This is a Florida teenager's dad won $80,000 discrimination lawsuit. The daughter bragged about it on Facebook, and that wasn't, it was supposed to be confidential, so they got sued for that. So it is something that you got to keep, I think, top of mind. There's all kinds of, I mean, there's a whole new section of law based on what's going on social media.
And Leo Laporte's tech channel, they have This Week in Digital Law, what is one of the shows on, and that's all they talk about is cases like this.
Wow. All right.
It started creeping up not that long ago where you can use text messages or use to prove infidelity in divorce cases. I mean, it's everywhere. You've got to be careful.
There's a strange connection of male awe about large machinery. A picture of my grandson and I looking at a tractor book. It's posted at facebook.com/DJB show. It's 47 after the hour.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was 57 times.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Now 53 after the hour here, time for Tech Talk, or it could be Tech Talk time, yes. The Monday version of this focusing on AirPods that aren't on sale yet, but yet there is a lot of fear-based thinking. It always gets into trouble. People spending money because they don't think they're going to be able to use their
not
Apple device exactly,
yeah,
without headphones. Okay, so we get to that. And a new service for women only being provided by Uber or an Uber-like company. Let's see if you want to stand in line for that. That's up next here.
Here's an announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you miss the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need. The Health Advisor toll-free helpline has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the Obamacare deadline? Have a baby? Get married? Or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now. And in just minutes, we'll help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call the Health Advisor helpline right now at 800-951-6921. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-951-6921 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-951-6921. That's 800-951-6921. 800-951-6921.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
All right, let's get to what's going on technology-wise. The new wireless AirPods, not on sale yet. We talked about it, what, last Thursday, Friday? I've forgotten.
Yeah, this was part of the big Apple announcement with the iPhone 7.
Last week. Yeah,
And the big news with the iPhone 7 is that there's no longer a headphone jack. So the earbuds are now called AirPods. And they look exactly the same as what you currently have if you have the newer earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of just stuck in your ear in a weird... I know Rich and I were talking about this. It just looks like you're going to lose them immediately. Mm-hmm. And Rich actually had mentioned, well, you're going to have to get some sort of a strap to keep them from losing, falling out of your ear, and then you lose one, and then you're out $160. So now there are these eye strings which link the two together, and they're already appearing on Amazon, and they're only $10. So there's a new $10 solution to a problem that we don't have yet because they haven't hit the market yet. So big ups to anybody from, I think it's Spigen is the name of the company that's already.
What I didn't realize, Victoria, is that Samsung has something called Gear Icon X, which is basically the same thing. It's an in-ear little pod that can fall out of your ear at any moment, but they say it's for jogging and running and the whole bit, and they don't even have the little thing that sticks out of your ear like the earbuds do, so I don't know how you would attach those in there.
Right. Well, the one thing that kind of distresses me about all of this, and we talk a lot about health and wellness here, why do I want more electromagnetic radiation
in
my head? Mm-hmm. Why would I want more of it? We already have so much already. To me, this is a reason why this would be a big reason why I would boycott the iPhone 7, just for me personally.
The younger people who would be using this won't be aware of that sort of thing.
No, I know.
But you will just stick with the corded earphones that you have right now with the adapter.
With the adapter, yeah, but if the iPhone 8 or the next one which I was planning on getting, if there's no longer that lightning jack for the or the port, if they take that away, which they're talking about transitioning people away from that, I don't know if there's going to be another option except totally wireless.
I made a commitment over the weekend that I'm going to get an iPhone 14 when it comes out. I'll be first in line ahead of Richie to get an iPhone 14. Meanwhile,
I'll have to dig you up and prop you up in front of
us. Thank you very much.
that's quite a long time away.
All right, so let's talk about this new service for women. That's like Uber. Why do we need an Uber service just for women? I don't get what the...
Well, apparently because they're in an effort to stop the sexual assault and harassment, which a lot of women have filed cases against Uber and Lyft. It's not just Uber, but Lyft and other companies like that. Mm-hmm. And this inspired by her dad, this one woman wanted to have a safer place to be an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. And her dad said, we'll just start one for women only. And it's called Jane Go, and it's right now in its infancy, but it's going to spread around the country by the end of the year, I think.
In Boston, William Jordan is the father, thinking about his daughter, isn't that, that's something to be told, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
Jane Go, check that out. 59 past the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.